was womankind.
Just keep on doing what you're doing, what you're doing, suits me just fine. And love, I'll tell you something else, you blow my mind.
We'll be right back.
is Eric from the band Stepanian. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
And you are listening to Beatcaster on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It is Wednesday morning, 8:20. We're tuning in a little bit later than usual right now. But I think the time right now is pretty fitting because it was 20 degrees. Actually, it might still be 20 degrees. Yep, it's 20 degrees out. So, nevertheless, it is a beautiful, sunny, blue sky kind of day, so that makes it a little bit better. And this song playing right now is Schoolboy by Group Love. And that is kicking us off with our theme for today, since it is February 1st, a new month. Almost pretty close to the new semester for WMFO, and new semester for school, we are playing what I like to call nerd songs. So, listen to the the titles of all the songs today. Schoolboy, now playing, is Science Fiction by Small Pools. And we have some fun ones coming. There's a lot of nerd songs that you may not think about, but once you notice them, I think it might help you in your classes too. Okay, let's get back to it. Far away. All the dreams we lost along the way will navigate us to another day. We need a reason to believe. I once read on my TV. The truth is out there if you search for it. I like to think that we're on top of that. You gotta keep it down. Don't let them hear a sound. We're almost out of town. It's science fiction, baby.
Last night I had a dream we were inseparably entwined, like a piece of rope made out of two pieces of vine, held together holding each other with no one else in mind, like two atoms in a molecule inseparably combined. But then I woke from the dream to realize I was alone, a tragic event I must admit, but let's not be overblown. I'm not trying to write a love song, just a sad pathetic moan. And maybe I just need a change, maybe I just need a new cologne. But now I look at love like being stabbed in the heart. You torture each other from day to day and then one day you part. Most of the time it's misery, but there's some joy at the start. And for that I'd say it's worth it, just use your blade that's short and sharp on me. Just a game, then how come it's no fun? If love is just a game, how come I've never won? I guess maybe it's possible I might be playing it wrong, and that's why every time I roll the dice I always come undone.
I'm the same. that never even ever really even is in it. And infinite spirals out, creation we're on the tip of its thumbs, and it is saying, well, we ain't sure where you stand. You ain't machines and you ain't land. And the plants and the animals, they are land. And the plants and the animals eat each other. Equation that never even ever really even is in it. And infinite spirals out, creation we're on the tip of its tongue, and it is saying, well, we ain't sure where you stand. You ain't machines and you ain't land. And the plants and the animals, they are land. And the plants and the animals eat each other.
Just heard Oxford, comma by Vampire Weekend. And I hope you all have picked a side on the Oxford comma debate. Do we use it? Do we not? And I hope that side is yes, we should always use the Oxford comma. That's just the right answer. And then before that was Never Ending Math Equation. Shout out math. I have not taken a math class, I don't know, in a couple of years, I guess. I'm a mechanical engineer, so I still do the math, but sometimes people ask me how many math classes I've had to take, and honestly, I kind of blocked them out. So I usually say not that many, and then I think about it later, and I think, oh yeah, I did take math classes for a really long time. They used to be enjoyable, and then they became, you know, Calc 3 Diffie Q. Then before that was Two Atoms in a Molecule. That's a fun science song. It's also a fun love song. You're just two atoms in a molecule. You go together. It's perfect. It's cute. It's awesome. And then before that, of course, was Science Fiction by Small Pools. Oh, Two Atoms in a Molecule is by Noah and the Whale. I hope you've heard of them. They're fun. They have a lot of fun stuff. Now playing is Laughing Gas by the Fratellis. I don't think the Fratellis have released any music lately, but I've been really into their album Costello Music, of course, with like Chelsea Dagger and Whistle for the Choir and Henrietta. But honestly, every song I listen to on that album, I love. So this is actually not from that album, it's from a different one. This album's pretty good too, though. It's called In Your Own Sweet Time. I like stand-up tragedy in this album. And Laughing Gas, it's not the most nerdy school-wise, but if you've ever been to the dentist and had a minor dental procedure done, you know, wisdom teeth or just getting teeth removed or any other kind of procedure, they'll put you under Laughing Gas. Mostly for children, but I think it just happened to me in August. And it's really fun. You don't laugh, despite the name. But they kind of knock you out. So, I hope you all are thinking about your relationship with Laughing Gas and experiences there. And we'll get back to the music and chat again later.
Yeah. starts with a flash and a blast. Plaster and glass is an earthquake came flooding through my living room. The sky was black with ink, and as it began to sink, I thought of you. And as the smoke came flooding in beneath the doorway, I saw Satan shaking hands, holding a briefcase, where inside there's a plan that contains the next command for soldiers in the desert and toy soldiers marching in the sand. A medicine, a medicine, keep me out of this. Keep me out of this, keep me out of this, keep me out of this. It's the end of the world, la da 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 da. You dug a hole inside the architecture.
I'm the strong one, I'm not nervous. I'm as tough as the crust of the earth is. I move mountains, I move churches, and I glow cause I know what my worth is. I don't ask how hard the work is. Got a rough, indestructible surface. Diamonds and platinum, I find them, I flatten them. I take what I'm handed, I break what's demanded. But under the surface, I feel berserk as a tightrope walker in a three-ring circus. Under the surface, was Hercules ever like, yo, I don't wanna fight Cerberus? Under the surface, I'm pretty sure I'm worthless if I can be of service. A flow or crack, the straw in the stack.
Pressure like a tick, tick, tick till it's ready to blow. Whoa. ship doesn't swerve as it heard how big the iceberg is under the surface. I think about my purpose. Can I somehow preserve this? Light up the dominoes, the light wind blows. You try to stop it, toppling, but on and on it goes. But wait, if I could shake the crushing weight of expectations, would that free some room up for joy or relaxation?
All the plans, but when the heat comes, something takes a hold. Can I kick it? Yeah, I can. My cheeks in high color, overripe peaches. No shirt, no shoes, only my features. My boy behind me, he's taking pictures. Lead the boys and girls onto the beaches. Come on, come on, I'll tell you my secrets. I'm kinda like a pretty hood Jesus.
Welcome back. You are listening to Solar Power, a cover by Glass Animals. And it's Solar Power by Lorde, if you recognize the song, but you can't quite figure out why. That's why. So, it is a great time of the morning where we do the PSA. And following this kind of nerdy science theme, we're going to do a medical PSA from radiologyinfo.org. Here we go. Has your doctor ordered a CT scan, MRI, mammogram, or other radiology test? Prepare for your exam by visiting radiologyinfo.org. Radiologyinfo.org gives you detailed descriptions of nearly 100 tests and treatments. Visit radiologyinfo.org. And that was a public service announcement from radiologyinfo.org by your friends at WMFO Medford. So, before you heard this song, Solar Power, we listened to Surface Pressure from the Encanto soundtrack, of course. I actually just watched Encanto the other night. As a recommendation by one of my roommates, shout out Shawnee, because we were watching a movie that, in her words, was not in with the times. So I would love to watch Encanto anytime. And before that was Where Are All the Scientists Now by Jukebox the Ghost. Where are they? Shout out scientists. Come and show yourselves. Oh, actually, Surface Pressure is quite relevant to me right now. I'm in a geology class And as a result of that, I am nonstop making rock puns in my head. I haven't yet said them out loud to other people, I don't think. But service pressure is probably the most relevant to that class. Really thinking about it a lot. And then before Where Are All the Scientists Now was Entropy. Grimes x Bleachers, they did a collab for Entropy. And in my thermo class last semester, and last year, and the year before that, I've taken a lot of thermo classes. We're always talking about Entropy, and that song is sometimes when I'm doing the unit with Entropy in it, I listen to this song on repeat to make sure I know. It's an important one. And now, playing behind me is Gravity Rides Everything by Modest Mouse. I was really into this song this summer. It's a lovely song. I started listening to Modest Mouse more after I went to their concert. And if you've ever been to a Modest Mouse concert, you know it's unlike anything else and not necessarily in a great way. It's fun, and then you think about it, and then you have to ask yourself if it's fun, because it's so, it's a lot. There's a lot going on. I'll leave it at that. But I started, you know, naturally after going to a concert, you listen to the artist more. So this whole album's pretty good, actually. And now we'll listen to a few more. It's already 8:50, and I don't have any more weather updates because nothing has changed. Back when my show was at 7, I got to talk about the state of the sun in the sky, but now it's still just up there. So we'll listen to a couple more and get back to it. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You are listening to Phantom Limb by The Shins. And before that was Welcome to the Pressure by Sersly. And Phantom Limb may not sound that sciencey to begin with, but if you know what it is, it actually was pretty relevant in a book I just read. It's when you get a limb amputated. And then you can still feel it like it's there. You can feel the muscles and it feels like it's there. So pretty cool. I think pretty nerdy. And now we're wrapping up. This is the last song, kicking us off with Schizophrenia by Jukebox the Ghost. And this has been Katie on Beatcaster, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Make sure to tune in next Wednesday at 8 a.m. for a brand new day with a brand new theme.